This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. We've got two engineers helping us today. Two engineers, Brad and Jason. And I asked Brad and I asked Jason separately. I mentioned who was going to be on the air with us today. And Brad said, well, that's right up your alley. And Jason said, nice. And so what is this about? Well, how many times do you get frustrated with government corporations and he's gone? And they've got you in a box, and there's not much you can do. You don't want to start a shooting war, so there's not much you can do. Think about that for a second. Then think about how many times are there people who you look up to? And you say, gosh, you know, I wish I had thought of that. I wish I had done that. Well, you're gonna hear about that today. You're gonna meet a man who has become frustrated. And he's just decided he wants to give everyone credit who has given him a hard time. So for those of you new to our class, there are over 250 of us here at USA Prepares, experts in all kinds of areas, innovators, dentists, medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, researchers, editors, authors, programmers, farmers, and people who just rise up to the occasion to lead by example. None of us is capable of holding down a job. So today, I'm delighted to introduce your newest instructor, Ted Pelkey. He lives in Vermont, Westford, Vermont. And he owns a truck and tractor repair business. He's the owner. And he made worldwide news. I mean, he made the news. It was... If this were the lottery, he would have hit the mega lottery. Welcome, Ted Pelkey.
Thank you.
Now, Ted, yeah. did I say anything that was not quite right, or do you think that was pretty accurate?
Yeah, it's pretty accurate, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So please tell us your story. You have property. You own property in Vermont, and
yep.
you wanted to build a garage on your property, right?
Yeah, we wanted to build an 8,000 square foot building on our commercial land in Westford, where they're trying to encourage, you know, commercial growth where we live, because we have none. And we've just had an ongoing battle with them for the last 10 years. It's crazy. So,
okay. So 8,000 square feet. Tell us length and width, what that means.
Well, so our 80 by 100 would be what it would be. It'd be 80 feet wide, 100 feet long. Nothing real big. I mean, we have buildings around us that are that big. We're very close to it. And so it's not like it's out of the character of the neighborhood, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I did a search. I looked up your property. I looked all around. I stood, you know, visually on the internet. Yeah. I stood in the middle of the road across from your house, and I looked all around. And if I'm not mistaken, that there's not much across the road from you. Is that right?
That's right. Yep.
Okay. And there's plenty of room for this
Oh, yeah.
80,
yeah.
80 by 100 building. And just, yeah. just class, you've heard me talk about my barn. My barn is 40 feet wide by 120 feet long, and it's right next to the house. Okay, so what we're talking about is nothing unusual for rural America. Okay, so you wanted to build this building. What happened? When did you start?
Well, we started, I would say it was at least about 10 years ago, and we had won, you know, we had went in and went round and round with the town on, you know, going through the, jumping through the usual hoops, I guess you would call it. And, you know, it's just once we got to a certain point where we won approval from the town, well, of course, you know, the neighbor who's across the street who has a summer home over there that he goes to once every other weekend or something, he decided he would appeal the decision along with my other neighbor who runs an automotive repair, which they did, and we went to court. And we did win the court battle. But once we won the court battle, well, then the town, you know, did all they could do to, you know, take away our subdivision and stuff like that after, just so we could, so they could make a start over, because I think the town felt that they were going to, that the neighbors were going to win. But when the neighbors didn't win, you know, they were doing all they can do to upset it. And from that time on, it's just been a course of appeals, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. delays, and which have added up to 10 years now. So.
And so you, I take it you finally just got frosted, and you weren't going to take it anymore, and so you were going to let them know how you felt about it. Is that right?
Well, yeah. We recently went, 4 months ago, we went to a thing called mediation again, where we'd make a deal, and once we made the deal, they made us go through the form-based code, which is where you build a building, it has to meet certain standards, and you got to score points. So we needed 23 points. They said, score 23 points, we'll give you a permit. Well, we scored like 28 points. Well, when we did that, it was like, you know, almost the game was too easy. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, well, we'll have to think about that. So they were going to give us a decision in like 3 weeks. When 3 months had went by, me and my wife were out to dinner and sitting at the bar, and I was pretty fed up with it. You know, I've spent 10 years of my life, and I'm as a younger guy when I started this project. Today I'm 54. I said, you know, I'm about, you know, I wish I could just find a big middle finger and just put it out there on the front lawn and just put it up and see what they think of that. You know what I mean? Because that's how I feel about the people who run our town. And, you know, my wife sort of laughed about it. She said, hey, yeah, I don't know where to tell you to get anything like that, but she said, that sort of would be funny, wouldn't it? And I said, yeah. I said, you know, obviously, you know, they don't care. So, I mean, we should do that. And it, something led to that where we just went, well, I'm going to give it my best shot. And lo and behold, we did.
So tell us about this middle finger. I read the statistics on it. It's pretty big. And it's up in the air. How tall is the overall structure?
The carving itself is out of a log, which is probably 7 feet tall, 6.5 feet tall, and it sits on a 16-foot pole, atop a 16-foot pole. So it's there. I mean, you definitely don't miss it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so what has the reaction been since you've put this up? How long ago was it that you put it up, first of all?
Well, we put it up November 30th. On a Friday afternoon, and we put it up there. And like I said, when we put it up in our town, and like most towns, what happens if you do something that's not right or whatever, or in violation, they would call it. Normally they would send you a letter of violation. So we put it up on Friday. I felt by, you know, Monday I would get a letter of violation. Then I would have 14 days to correct the violation, and I would have to take it down or be fined $200 a day. So when we put it up, you know, people have immediately started stopping to look at it. And we've had very positive feedback on it. I mean, I've I haven't heard any bad. You know what I mean? And I'm being honest. I mean, nobody's pulled in the yard and said, oh, that's graceful. You should take it down immediately or some mean person. A lot of people thank me for sticking up for your rights, and more people should do it. So when our local news affiliate came on a Monday, I want to say it was, to talk about it, you know, I was like, geez, I'm really glad you guys showed up, because I thought I'd have to take it down, you know, before we took it down. And they were the ones that told us we wouldn't have to take it down because it's public art. So that was really a good feeling there, that we weren't going to have to take it down. So and as far as people coming, I mean, the amount of visitors to the thing is phenomenal. it really is. It's sort of off scale, you know what I mean? It's nothing that I ever expected. I truly, truly never felt that it would go to the length to where it is today. You know what I mean? I just think it wouldn't even be possible. But, you know, every day there are people there. I mean, every day. And this weekend, if it's nice out, I would just be amazed. You know, last weekend we probably had 150 cars of people come to that thing on Saturday. It's amazing.
Well, you know, Ted, you are a local hero who is now in the national spotlight, which is wonderful. Do you think that we've got some? It sounds like wind noise or something. Do you think that your town is going to back down?
You know, I don't know what they're going to do, and that's the problem with your local town government, right? The people are put in the office there to operate this town in the best interest of the people who live in the town. So I feel myself that, you know, I try to put myself in that position. And let's face it, if you're going to operate the town in the best interest of the people, probably taking down the statue would be the smart thing to do and working a deal with this guy. But what happens is these people, they're going to operate the town in their best interest, what they feel suits them. And that's where I think towns get a little bit backwards. You know what I mean? They one person has a grudge, and they're going to fight this grudge against me with the taxpayer money. When the taxpayer probably rather have a new, you know, dump truck or something for the town. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I know what you mean. Ted, hold that thought. We're going into a commercial break. Yep, we're going into a commercial break, and we'll be right back after a few minutes with Ted Pelkey.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. cash.com, and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Ted Pelkey, your newest instructor. He lives in Westford, Vermont. And, Ted, here's what I did. During the commercial break, I typed in three words in a search engine. Just three words.
Yeah.
Vermont, middle finger. That's all. I didn't type your town. I didn't type your name. Just those three words. And the results are, Vermont man gives his town the middle finger. And the officials can't do anything about it. That's USA Today. Vermont man puts up sculpture of middle finger in his town. Time magazine. In Vermont, small town feud leads to big middle finger. Literally, Boston Globe. Small town's feisty middle finger feud. CNN.com. Middle finger statue baffles onlookers in Vermont town. Global News. Sculpture displays massive middle finger to town leaders. Daily Independent. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Wow.
I think wow. You've got their attention. But here's the problem, Ted. In my opinion, these guys have backed themselves into a corner, and here's why. Because you went through the approval process. You paid for the permits. You did all the right things. You did everything they wanted, you did, and then they told you no. Well, now, all they have to do is to say, Mr. Pelkey, if you'll take down that statue, we'll let you have your building. But they cannot do that. They can't do that because they are not allowed to trade for favors. They have absolutely put themselves in a box. The only way that statue comes down is if you decide that you want to take it down.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way. And I think... Go ahead.
Yeah, well, what I'm trying to say is, you know, when we went to these DRB, the Development Review Board, when we went in there the last two times, let's go back probably, it was a better than a year back when we had to score the points when we got into that. So we went into the Development Review Board, and this is the kind of thing that I'm talking about in a small town. So, you know, there's seven people on the board. So they start the meeting out, they turn the recorder on, and the man, the chair of the DRB, Matt, he says, I just want everybody to know here that I hate this guy. We have a past. I don't like him. And I don't like him. I want everybody to know I just really don't like this guy. And he goes on and on. So my lawyer says, you need to recuse yourself. You need to step aside, Matt. You know what I mean? And he said, no. I cannot like a person, and I can be fair and unbiased. Well, this is part of the thing that we're talking about here. How can you run your town like that? How can you allow somebody? How can the select board, for instance, who is the controller of these people, correct? How can they allow him to do that? You know, it's just, could you be fair and unbiased and not like me too? I don't think,
you know, it's a very difficult position and for them to be in and not be biased against you. It's very difficult. And from my perspective, I'm in the same position you're in, and I have been several times. And it's very difficult because they use the might and the coffers of the town government corporation against you. So it's a pool of money that's stolen from the taxpayers at the muzzle of a gun, goes into that pool. They've got their attorney. They own the court. They own the attorney. They own the money. And it's you against all that. And they own the police. So they've got the guns. They've got the handcuffs. They've got the huskow, you know, the jail. They've got it all. And then there's you on the other side. And then you're expecting them to be fair. And it's really tough when you're in the position you're in. But what you've done is you've absolutely put them on notice. And I want to take a page out of your book. And I mentioned that on the air previous to this broadcast, that I want to take a page out of your book because I'm running for the board of directors of the electric cooperative. And there's no oversight of those guys, just like there's no oversight of the guys that are telling you what to do. So the only thing you can do is expose them and name them. And we're going into a break, Ted. When we come back, if you would like to give out the names on the air of these people who gave you a hard time, that's fine with me. It's up to you if you want to do that, because I don't know their names. But if you want to, you can. And this will be aired on YouTube, and you can send them a link to it. And you can let them hear that they're now infamous. We'll be right back. Yeah.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Jersey's former Republican Governor Chris Christie is said to lead the list of those being considered for the White House Chief of Staff job to succeed John Kelly, who's leaving at the end of the year. Axios is reporting that Christie was in D.C. this week and met with President Trump to discuss the opportunity. President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, saying President Trump directed him to make hush money payments to two women in the lead-up to the 2016 presidential election. He speaks on an ABC Good Morning America interview.
You have to remember at what point in time that this matter came about, 2 weeks or so before the election, post the Billy Bush comments. So, yes, he was very concerned about how this would affect the election.
This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it, God, you're
take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Ted Pelkey's with us. He's in Vermont. And he's the man that has given the finger to the board that would not give him permission, the Development Review Board, to build a building on his own property. They're encouraging commercial development, but not for him. It's a 10-year fight. He's won approvals. He's appealed. He's been through mediation. He's been through the form-based code. And nothing worked. Well, Ted, I want to tell you, before you decide whether you're going to give the names out, You are currently on, and this is not self-serving, class. I just want, this is for the review board to understand.
Right.
That Ted and I right now are on the first largest alternative radio network in the world. We're also on the second largest alternative radio network in the world. We have AM affiliates, FM affiliates, podcasts on multiple networks, downloads, telephone listen line, satellite over the United States, Canada, South America, Europe, and the Middle East, for starters. So that's where this broadcast is going. It'll be on YouTube, and it will be easily searched for anyone who wants to listen on the Ron Gibson channel on YouTube. So, Ted, if you'd like to give credit to whomever you think credit is due, you're free to mention their names.
Well, you know, I think that we need to mention the chairs. You know, I mean, I think the chair of the DRB, the man who I feel has made it a hate crime, would be Matt Wamscams. He's the one who tells you he hates you. So I think
how do you spell his,
out there.
How do you spell his last name?
It's Wamscam. I don't really know how that's spelled, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
But then you have Melissa Manka. She's our town planner, who seems to, you knows what everybody in Westford wants. But, you know, she came here from Connecticut, I think it is, and lives in Belvedere. You know, she doesn't even live in our town, but she's going to plan our future. And then we have the chair of our select board, which is Allison Holt, who's another one who's just, who fuels the hatred, I guess, is what I want to say. And these people are spending, like we said, the taxpayer money to fight a fight for themselves personally, I think, and not really working in the best interest of the taxpayer at all. I mean, we're just throwing our money away.
Ted Pelkey, how much do you think during this 10-year saga spent? How much was spent?
Well, I know I've spent well over $100,000. And we spent $37,000 just in court for 4 days. Not to mention what I spent to have the land subdivided, to get it all ready for the subdivision, which once we won approval for all that, the town decided we're going to make that nil and void because we needed to file our Mylar within 180 days, and they said I needed an Act 250 permit to subdivide. Well, nobody else in the town needed Act 250 to subdivide. You need an Act 250 permit to build a commercial building. The first step is to subdivide the land. Once that's done, then when you go to build a commercial building, well, then that's when you approach Act 250. That's the kind of stuff that they pulled right there. I mean, that alone is terrible. I mean, a man spends, umpteen thousands getting the engineering done to subdivide. Then he has, the neighbors appeal him on his subdivision that the town approved. And then you fight it in court, and it costs you, like I said, $37,000 or something like that. And then all of a sudden when you win, they say, we're going to make that subdivision nil and void now. You know, how can you do that to somebody? It's crazy. So, yeah, I there's a lot of money spent. You got to remember, when I spent that money, when I got to write a lawyer a check for $10,000 or $5,000, I need to pay Social Security and income tax on that money. So, it's really easy to say, well, he just goes to his business checkbook and pulls out $5,000. Well, that's true. That's what I do. But I also pay Social Security on that $5,000 and income tax on that $5,000. So it's a lot more than $5,000. You know what I mean? Because that $5,000 is going to get added to your income that year. So if you're paying yourself decent and you're drawing yourself a $70,000 a year paycheck, and then there's $5,000 to the lawyer, well, that's $75,000, and then there's $5,000 to the engineer. Now we're at $80,000. You know, that makes the Social Security and the income tax pretty high.
Ted, let me share with you two words that's going to strike fear in those individuals whom you've named. That would be Matt, Melissa, and Allison. This is going to strike fear in them. Two words. I'm going to spell it. Ultra Vires. U-L-T-R-A. Next word, V-I-R-E-S. Ultra Vires is a Latin phrase that's used within corporations when they run outside their bounds. So, for example, these people that you're talking about feel that they have control and over you because they're immune from personal prosecution. Well, yeah. They're not. They are not, because if they are acting outside of their corporate bylaws, and your town is a corporation, I'm pretty darn sure of it, because it's a corporation, they have a charter, and if they're acting outside their bylaws, making stuff up, they are subject to prosecution individually. Okay?
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, yes. Ultra vires. And that's the phrase, the term that we're going to use more and more. Because I've been in fights like you have, and they're awful. Absolutely awful. Well, ultra vires, when they look this up, they're going to be very docile. They're going to say, oh, my God, I'm in a lot of trouble because I've acted outside my bounds. Okay? They can be removed from power. They can be put in jail. They can be fined. They can lose their homes, their cars, everything.
Wow.
Ultra vires. So check that out. And I said, you know, I've been running for the board of directors. This will be my fourth time. And they did for a local electric cooperative, which has no oversight. Electric companies do, but cooperatives have no oversight. So I was really frustrated. And I sent the CEO of the electric cooperative a two-word email. Ultra vires.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I said. Now, normally I get a response within, you know, the same day. Not this time. Not this time. Now he looked it up and it's like, oh my God. So they had to call in the board of directors and say, oh, what are we going to do about this guy, Finelli? So that's the phrase that you, well, I'm sure when you send them a link to this, you can pick this up on YouTube a couple hours after the broadcast, and you can just send them a link and they'll get a chance to learn it firsthand. So, Ted, how much do you think they spent? Their side.
My lawyer said, you know, it's matching funds. You know what I mean? He said, if I have to spend, we're going to be going to court supposedly January 28th here. So we'll just say my lawyer says, hey, look, you know, Ted, I need $10,000 here so we can head into the courtroom. The lawyer on the other end is going to need $10,000 too. It's just nuts. I mean, I look at our town budget, you know, and they say, oh, well, you know, last year we had $30,000 for, you know, legal fees. This year we want to budget, you know, $50,000. It's like, wow, you know, who's that for? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's amazing.
Have you considered writing open letters to your local newspaper? Do you have a local newspaper?
Well, our Burlington Free Press has covered this story. You know, we don't have a Westford paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it amazes me because we have this thing called the Front Porch Forum where, you know, when you live in the town, and we got them in like Westford and Essex and Fairfax. And it's a thing that if you're in the town and the neighbors, you know, shooting guns, you would get on there and talk. You know what I mean? You put your little complaints out there on that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nobody has put anything on that Front Porch Forum in Westford about the finger.
Mm-hmm.
In like, wow, gee, I think it's disgusting or disgraceful, and that man, you know, should take it down. How come nobody said that yet?
Well, okay, use that to your advantage, and I have a suggestion for you.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do is you can write a letter to the editor of the Burlington Free Press, and you know, you would sign it your name and your company, you know, CEO of your company, and you could say, "This is protracted. You know, just delineate." In a quick way, what happened? Not a lot of words, just maybe a paragraph. And then say, this has cost me $100,000 plus, and it's also cost you $100,000 plus. Do you think, taxpayers, that this is the best use of your hard-earned taxpayer money?
Right.
If you do, here's the phone number to call, and here are the names of the people who you want to thank. If not, here are the same people you want to let them know whatever you think. Their phone will be ringing off the hook. You see, those people, in my opinion, feel that they have a little bit of power, and then they usurp that power, and they amplify whatever power they think they had to abuse, ultra vires.
Yeah.
And they think that they can just make you do whatever they want you to do, or they can make you go away, because they think they can outspend you. But then when the public gets annoyed, the public is going to come after them. Okay? So that's just one thought. One other thought is, I'm sure you have a local radio station that has, it's probably AM 1340 in your neck of the woods.
Yep.
1340 is the frequency on amplitude modulation AM radio. That is, for local kinds of things. Typically, they have the trading post or tradio or whatever you call it, where people buy and sell things for an hour, around noontime. I'm sure you have that. Well, if you do, you can call in and share the story. Now, you don't have to call in during that trading program hour, but you can call the general manager of the radio station, say you'd like to be on as a guest, and just talk about it. I got to tell you that, national is great, worldwide is great, local is great too. And I think you can get these guys up in arms, and you can get all of these people who have given you all of this hard time, who have wasted all of the taxpayers' money, I think you can have them shown the door and kick them out of their high and mighty offices.
Well, yeah. I just wonder at what point.
Hold that thought.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Ted Pelkey's with us. And Ted, I just looked up some of the names of those who are in the town government corporation of Westford, Vermont, and I want to make sure that we get this correct. Melissa Manka, M-A-N-K-A, is the planning coordinator. Kate Lally, L-A-L-L-E-Y, is the zoning administrator. Nanette Rogers is the town clerk. And Greg Burrows.
Nanette Rogers is a wonderful person.
Okay, wonderful. And then Greg Burrows is the town treasurer.
Yeah.
Now, you have 2,000 people in this town, so it's a small town.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
The average residential tax rate is $2,172 per year.
Yeah.
The $100,000 that this cost the town to fight you from paying more taxes, meaning you wanted to grow your business and pay even more taxes to the town and improve your property, which would cause them to raise your tax rates, this fight that they engaged with you to prevent you from doing that has cost each one of those taxpayers $50.
Right.
So each one, I mean, if they want to know how much this fight cost them, $50 apiece.
Right. Right. Amazing. I just wonder at what point in time it's an abuse of power. You know what I mean?
It's already been an abuse of power.
Yeah.
It has already been. Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you want to, Ted, what do you want to have happen? Do you want them to let you build your building?
Oh, I think that would be the smartest thing for them to do. I mean, we don't have a big business. We have a very low impact business. You know, when I move there, we'll just say when I move from where I am to there, I'll probably lose 25% of the business we have, which would be fine, because, you know, I'm 54, man. I don't, I'm looking at the door. You know what I mean? It's not gonna hurt the town of Westford. It's gonna help them. It's just hatred that they're doing here. Off the scale.
Yeah, Ted Pelkey, I'm gonna place a phone call right after this broadcast.
Okay.
And I'm gonna call Westford, Vermont. Who would you like me to ask for?
Well, you could ask for Melissa. or you know, someone of that nature. You'd have to get, you know, Melissa Manca, or you'd have to try to get to the zoning commissioner, or the select board chair, Allison. You know, it's going to be one of them two people you need to talk to, you know?
Okay, Allison Holt?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll make that call. I've got the number. No problem. Yeah. And I'm going to let them know that they have become infamous as of, you know, an hour ago when I called them.
Yeah.
And I'll tell them that they can do a search on YouTube. They can go to Genesis Communications Network and listen to the podcast. They can download it, and they can play it at their next meeting. They can go to Republic Broadcasting Network and download the podcast and play it at the next meeting. They can go to Ron Gibson's channel on YouTube. It's going to be all over. And you've made the news because of their ineptness. They have no idea. They have no idea. When here's the problem. You don't have a job, okay, as they do. They have a job, and they show up at work, and they get paid. You have a passion. You have and you're an entrepreneur, and what they cannot do to you that they can do to other people who have jobs is they can't go to your employer and say, look, this guy is causing us a lot of problems, and we want you to, well, you know, maybe you need to let him know that if he keeps it up, he's going to lose his job. They can't do that to you.
Right.
They have no idea that they have a tiger by the tail. And when I said at the beginning of this broadcast, and I talked about our instructors who are worldwide, they're all just like you. All of us are just like you. We do not take direction very well. And we can't hold down a job. We can't hold down a job because we don't take direction very well. And we don't like working for stupid people. We don't like working for people who know less than we do. It's hard for us to do that. We want to do a better job. We want to do it right. We don't, you know, you don't have to know very much to be a government employee. You don't. And this is proof. This is proof. Ted Pelkey, I really want to thank you for being with us for this hour. Yeah, and I think Westford, Vermont needs some phone calls, class. And if you want the phone number for Westford, 802-878-4587. 802-878-4587. That's the general contact number for the Town Government Corporation in Westford, Vermont. Thank you so much, Ted.
Thank you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.